This is Anna Pasquale, and I am here with the EHS Speech and Drama Team at their sectionals. This is the first time that an amount of speeches of this quantity have gone up to sectionals since 1959, truly making Elgin High history. Turning our attention to Demarion Benton, a senior who has gone to state twice already. He's in two speech categories, oratorical declamation and humorous duet acting, both of which he is competing in today. Demarion, tell us, what is oratorical declamation, and briefly, what is your OD piece about?
Well, oratorical declamation is an interpretation of a speech that's already created, and mine is just talking about African Americans in public spaces and how they're judged for before they are, represented as a person.
Do you ever relate to your piece?
Absolutely, because not only just myself, but I've seen people get judged, and then in reaction to those judges, have police come and arrest them for no specific reason. I think this is a piece that matters and should be discussed.
Yes, and about your HDA, could you briefly sum it up as a category and what exactly it is that you're judged on?
Well, the competitors, it's a pair of people, and they have a script that's humorous.
Now, being joined by Kayla Romero, a senior in dramatic duet acting, with her partner Yusuf Gio, a junior, how do you guys think you will do today in your GDA?
I think we both feel very comfortable. The school gives really welcoming classrooms, and I think we will do very well.
How about you, Yusuf?
Yes, we are very confident. We have worked on this piece for a very long time, and I feel like we'll do amazing today.
Okay, now since this is a partner, a duet acting, why do you think, or why is forming a good relationship with your partner vital to a successful deliverance of a piece?
Because if you don't have that connection, it becomes very obvious that it's more than just characters feuding with each other. It's more personal levels, and that really gets in the way of delivering the message, and it becomes very obvious to the judges.
Anything to add, Yusuf?
Yes, I agree. I think chemistry is crucial for almost any performance. Just as long as you both understand the story and understand how to work with each other, then your performance can truly be great.
Interesting. And have you two ever hit any obstacles with the piece, or sometimes with each other, trying to get through that, past those icebreakers to become a successful duo?
Yes. Our piece is very hard and deals with a very hard topic. So it was hard seeing each other in a hateful way as characters and not laughing and like wanting to, you know, comfort each other when we're going through those dramatic scenes of the piece.
Interesting. How about you, Yusuf? Because I take it in this piece you are playing more of the villain, the one that Kayla is scared of, is trying to overcome. How do you incorporate those emotions into the piece, but then let it go so that you guys still have an amazing relationship and chemistry, as you mentioned?
Yes, I understand that this is a very difficult topic as it deals with sexual harassment, and I am the predator in this situation. But we do realize that, like, although we have to portray this story, we really work hard at it and try to find the emotions, but we also have to rely on each other to sort of comfort each other while we're dealing with this topic, but still give the best performance we can and really absorb the story and what it truly means.
Yes, and well, what are you two most excited about today? As Kayla, this is your last year, and Yusuf, this is your first year on the team, and you're already at sectionals.
I'm really excited for myself because this is the first time I broke into sectionals, and I'm super, super confident, so I just feel comfortable, and I feel happy, and I feel like I can have fun with my piece, and I'm also excited for Yusuf because it is his first year, and I got to break with the sectionals with such an amazing partner.
Yusuf, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great. I mean, it is my first year, and we have worked really hard together, and I really appreciate Kayla because she is an amazing partner, and I really wouldn't be here without her. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing being at sectionals, especially my first year, and I think my future in speech might be amazing, and because I plan on joining next year and seeing how it goes. So yeah, it's been great so far.
Well, thank you, Kayla and Yusuf. Turning over to Mia Perucho, a junior who is in dramatic interpretation. Tell me, Mia, what is dramatic interpretation?
Well, it's basically you're given a script and then you put your own twist on it and like say it as you would as yourself.
And what's something that you've been most confident about your piece?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
I don't like to boast myself up with anything because I don't want to get overconfident.
Interesting and smart tactic. When you perform, do you ever get nervous?
Yes. Oh my gosh, during my first tournament, I blanked out half the script. I performed half the script and I said, okay, bye.